Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about getting out of a property.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. It is fun to be a home buyer, even in a tough market. You get to shop all day, all night, get to look online and see all the photos and think about how your future could look. What I would encourage you to do as a buyer, and we want to talk about today, is not you getting into the new property, but how will you optimize the next transition when you're trying to sell that same property?
It's an interesting concept. Do anticipate you will be selling what you currently own at some particular point. Most people say, oh, no, this is my final property. Maybe. What are you going to do, jump off a cliff tomorrow?
And what you want to do is the right thing for your estate. But also life happens. Things change. For example, illness, income sources, things transition where you may be selling when you did not expect to, and you want to make sure you can optimize that as well.
It's certainly a consideration. In some instances, as you grow older, you want a single-story home. Going up and down stairs may not quite be as much fun as it used to be, as I speak for myself, in a four-story house.
Stay agile, Bob. Well, you know, that is a good point. What I saw happen as I progressed with some of my peers through raising kids, the upsizing of a house came too late often. They sold their first time buyer house, got a place with a master suite, a separate bonus room for the movie nights and sleepovers. And then when the kids left just 4 years later, they needed to downsize back to where they were previously sometimes.
Exactly. And it's an interesting maneuver. It's mentally very stressful because you have grown accustomed to your surroundings. In some instances, you've grown accustomed to not liking your surroundings, and you can do something about that.
Well, it's interesting to me, what I've noticed now, the next stage, you can tell I'm progressing through life like many of you have seen in hindsight. You replace the people with stuff if you don't downsize. Pretty soon you've got furniture in every corner, and now you've got an overwhelming project to downsize. So you've got to look at the forecast for yourself to benefit you logistically so you're not overwhelmed, but also financially.
The financial concept is one that takes a certain amount of planning. And frankly, if you get a hold of Marcia, understand. You do the counseling sessions, right, with individuals?
Absolutely. In fact, yeah. I'd spend more time first in the conference room before you're hopping out at houses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we don't even, from my standpoint, we don't even look at property until we've gone through a series of these things.
It makes you on the same page with the right expectations and realistic successes by putting some planning ahead. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.